This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, it's a bit chilly out there, but the rest of the week's going to warm up. We're starting to think spring, starting to feel spring. We're 18 days away, 17 hours, 42 minutes, and 45 seconds away from spring. Now, not counting or anything, but can't wait for that spring to be here. Our weather today is frigid. You know, I went out there this morning, it was about 18 degrees. But this week's going to be a nice warm week to be out there, especially in New England where we are. Other areas, obviously, are a lot warmer, more south you go. But we're talking 50s, and it's going to be 60 on Tuesday. It's going to be pretty amazing. But it's warming up, and we're starting to get to spring. We're thinking spring, thinking what we can be doing to make our garden successful this year, where we can go with different designs in the yard, where we could be putting different plants, etc. And we're really starting to think spring. We're not far away. You know, we're under the 3 week here, and it's pretty exciting stuff. We haven't had a very, very bad winter, right? But it's been a winter where you're sitting there saying, okay, make up your mind. Let's either have winter or let's have spring, one or the other. So, you know, it's one of those all over the type of place winters. It's not one where we just had so much snow. You're like, all right, I can't wait for spring. It's one of those winters where you're just like, all right, make up your mind. We want to know what's going on. We want either spring or winter. Give us one of them. Just pick one. Because it's been all over the place. And, we've talked about it a number of times, but your plants are the same way. Your plants are feeling the same way. They just don't know what's going on. Warm up, cold, warm up, cold. So, you know, only time will tell what we see for some of the winter damage. I'm hoping that, the temperatures weren't so bad that they affected our plants to have that winter damage. So it's we're getting to the time of year where it's like, all right, ground's going to start to thaw. What can we do? Can we start putting some fertilizer down? We're getting there. We're almost there. The ground is still a little bit frozen. I wouldn't say it goes very deep at this point, but I'm sure we're starting to get there. We're looking, like I said, warm temperatures all week in the 50s and 60s. only one day of 60s, but the rest of the week looks to be 50s. You know, really some time to get out there. We might start be able to get that shovel into the ground. You know, we've talked about the last couple weeks with Victoria from Natural Alternatives. You know, the soil sample, the free soil sample that they're doing. We want to get into the ground and dig in there and be able to get that soil sample the way we want to with the, you know, some of the areas the ground is frozen. You know, the more north you go in New England, the colder it is, obviously. Northwestern part of New York, they just got a bunch of snow. They're supposed to get a bunch of snow. So, it's all over the place, right? That's one of the things we're just thinking. Wow. let's make up our mind. Winter, summer, spring, whichever we want to do, let's just pick one and stick to it. So, we are open for what we want to discuss today. We can start talking anything about what to be doing for spring. You know, what types of things should we be getting ready for this month? What should we be doing out in the yard? Those types of things. With the weather changing, you want to get out there. You want to do more. So let's get out there and do something this week. If you have some time, you know, I looked at the temperatures, and during the week, it's perfect. So everybody who's going to work, you know, it's fine during the week weather-wise. But then we get to Saturday, it gets cold again. And then Sunday, it's one of the Saturday and Sunday of next week are the two coldest days of the week coming up. So figures, right? We have nice days during the week, you know, a little bit of rain to keep the ground moist there. But the weekend, when we want to be able to do some work, we're not going to be able to, right? It's just a little bit colder. Still should be able to do some things just based on the temperatures, not a lot of freezing temperatures. So I'm really hoping by the end of this week, if not, you know, already this week, you'll be able to start to dig into the ground. Why do I bring that up? That soil sample. Now, this is the perfect time to be getting a soil sample taken. We've talked the past 2 weeks and beyond. We talk about it a lot. But the free soil test from Natural Alternative that's going on right now, it's very, very important to be doing a lot of your soil testing now, so ahead of time, before you can really get into the yard and garden. We've talked about usually we do a soil test just to, you know, see what's wrong, what's happened, what's going on, what can I add for fertilizer, etc. Well, our buddy Daryl up in Vermont had called us a couple months ago and just said, hey, don't just do it when there's something wrong. Do it when something's right so you know what you're doing right. Perfect. You know, so let's get those soil samples done if we can this week. And, take an area. Say you're looking to do your lawn. Take the four corners and something right in the center of that. Let's get them in a 5-gallon bucket. Let it sit outside in the sun. I wouldn't do it Wednesday when it's pouring. But let it sit out there so it can dry about for 24 hours. Then mix your sample up, put it in the bag, and then send it away. Now, if you want to get that free soil sample, so you should sign up now because Natural Alternatives is going to send you the bag that it needs to go in for that sample. So you go to their website, naturalalternative.com. Then you're going to click on there where it says all products. From there, you're going to scroll down and it's going to say soil tests and equipment. So you're going to click on that. Then you're going to go to soil test kit. Click on that. That's going to say right there, available online only. That's soil test kit. So you add it to the cart. And when you get into the cart, there's a spot where it says, if you have a coupon code, please enter here. The coupon code is soil test. One word. You type in soil test. And I'll do it right now as we're talking. And you click on update. and it goes from $24.95 to $0 all the way through. You continue through the checkout, and you will get started there. So definitely try it out. Again, it's free, right? You're not going to have to pay for it. And you're going to get tons of information afterwards. So it's definitely worth it, right? Because you're not only going to get information on a piece of paper that's going to say what to do. Victoria and her staff are going to be waiting for you to give them a call so they can answer even more questions in regards to it and get you the right fertilizers that you need, get you the right products. You know, is it soil conditioners or is it just fertilizer? Is it lime? What is it? Right? So definitely be looking into that. We're going to talk about it a bunch today because we're starting to warm up. Perfect time to do it. And they only do this for a short period of time. We're probably only a few weeks left of soil samples, probably right to the end of March here. So a couple weeks, but want to get it out there because it's something you should be doing to be successful in the garden this year. Knowing what's going on underneath the ground is perfect for what you want to do. Lawn, garden, flower beds, whichever. Just get it taken care of this year. Now give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Susan is in Johnston, Rhode Island.
Susan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Patrick, nice to talk with you again. Patrick, yesterday I noticed lots of my spring bulbs are coming up already, maybe 3 inches, 4 inches. Should we be putting maybe overturned pots on top of them? Because March is very unpredictable, and we may get snow. What should we do?
Well, so you can do a number of things. It's interesting, right? Because I look at the weather right now, and I'm looking. This week's going to look gorgeous, but there's going to be nights in the 30s. Anything could happen. We're still in winter, so there's a couple things. The upside down pot would be a good idea to have, nice and easy, right? Another thing you could be doing is based on the temperature that's going to be at night, putting like a blanket over it. That might not be the best. The blanket only keeps it a couple degrees temperature between out and below. It's usually like to keep it right above freezing. It's usually like 2 to 3 degrees temperature change. But you could also take mulch or leaves or compost, anything along those lines, and kind of put it around them to keep it, you know, that same temperature as the ground. But the overturned pots is a good one. You can put them there, and then, you know, what might be the best to do, and this is just another thought here, is use the pots for a couple, you know, depending upon the days, but put leaves or compost all the way around them so that pot is right above them. You can kind of take it off during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then at night when it's going to get cold, you have the cover, but you have the insulation around the pot too. That way, the light, the sunlight, and the warm temperatures during the day will help it. kind of, you want the sun, right? That's what the plant wants. It's growing right to get to the sun. Now, if you keep the pot on there for days, you'll notice that the plant will start to yellow a bit. It won't be getting that green that you want because it's not getting all the light to create that photosynthesis, right?
Okay.
So, I like the idea of putting the upside down pot, but I'd like to take it to the next level and just maybe put mulch or even if it's leaves, something to keep around it to keep the temperatures kind of the same. You're insulating
right
the area.
Okay.
It's looking like weather-wise, the next 10 to 14 days, there's just rain and just some cooler nights, warmer than average days. But, we all know the weather changes in a day.
Mm-hmm.
It changes in an hour. You never know what's going to happen. And I know it makes me think about, I wish I was a weatherman, because I can be 50% of the time wrong and get paid a good amount of money.
Yeah, still get paid for it. Yep.
Exactly,
well,
right?
Thank you so much. We still have a lot of leaves that I guess fell during the winter, so we can certainly mulch around the plants with the leaves, and thank you so much.
No problem. And if the leaves are going to be perfect to help it. If you have compost that you're looking to, add for the year,
mm-hmm.
You can always do that too. Because that compost you can just let sit in there.
Sure.
But, either one's really going to help keep that temperature the same way. And I like the idea of being able to remove the pot here and there.
Mm-hmm.
That way you're getting that photosynthesis, you're getting that light, you're getting the warmth, and keeping them right on track. So hopefully that works out for you.
Thank you so much, Patrick.
All right, Susan, you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'll say nice, easy, do-it-yourself type little project there. Just getting some pots and putting some leaves or compost around it to keep the plant away from all of that so you're not covering the green. Nice little way to just get ready for spring here with those temperatures going back and forth. So great suggestions. Great suggestion, Susan. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
As Fomer, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
We really believe that the risk at this point is increasing.
Kathy Laffey with the Washington State Health Department announcing two new presumptive coronavirus cases. KOVR-TV's Marissa Perlman.
We spoke with Dr. Jeffrey Klausner. He's an expert in the field of infectious disease. He says the team will engage in what's called contact tracing, interviewing family members and trying the impossible task of finding anyone who came within 6 feet of this infected patient.
Are you trying to develop a list of all these contacts with their names, with their phone numbers, and then you begin the laborious process of trying to contact them.
He says getting 100% of the people who made contact is impossible. And once contact is made, that same team will decide if they need to engage in quarantine protocol.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland, Maine.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
This is the guy that talked to you last week about a lily plant.
Yes.
Were you able to get the pictures?
I got the pictures, and I'm going to pull it up here. I actually had a little bit of a crazy week at work.
Okay.
Let me...
I can well imagine, you know, if this is not a good time.
No, I actually, you know what, I took a look at it, and I said, I know what that is. To be honest, it has a look to me, based on the leaves, as an amaryllis.
As an amaryllis?
Just the base of the leaves and the flower, and when it's flowering. Honestly, so the leaves are pretty thick. If you were to take a, you know, say you were to take a picture online, go on, you know, Google amaryllis, it would look pretty close. I was looking at it and saying, you know, just based on the stems, based on the flower itself, and based on the leaves, that's where I was going. It all comes out of the center. Right, in one spot. Is this one plant or two?
I think there's several of them in there. There's quite a few stems. I'm sorry I didn't take a picture, but the pot is very full of stems coming out.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Now that they know that the flowers next year, I'll look to see what stems, if the same ones are flowering.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Just based on, like, the texture of the leaf, too, it's almost, like, a little bit shiny.
Okay.
And smooth. You know, it looks, so the flower, just based on the flower, and I know you and I can see the picture, but our listeners can't, but just based on the flower, it does look like a lily. I'm not gonna deny you that by any means. It's got look. It's got that same look as like a daylily.
That's
the way the flower is, and the way everything is on it. Just the way the leaves structure, being like about an inch and a half wide, and that dark green, and it's almost got like a V-shaped leaf. It's gonna be pretty close to an amaryllis.
All right. Well, I'll just have to keep searching around, and you know, and maybe I don't know, stick it on the internet and say, "What flower is this?" I don't know, something crazy like that.
Well, so yeah, I mean, based on everything I'm looking, what you could also do for me, take a picture of the pot itself. Let's take a look at the the bulb structure itself.
Coming out. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Okay.
That's what I'll do. I'll take a picture of the pot of the pot and the stems coming out.
Definitely, but just based on, you know, if you were to take a look online, if you were just to Google amaryllis. Take a look, you know, at the plant. You can go to images, and I'll tell you, it's pretty close. Some of the flowers are going to be that way. And if you look at the leaf structure will come out of one area and kind of like a vase shape and then kind of go out, cascade out. That's actually one of the... That was one of the ones I was looking at and saying, all right, this is what I think it is. And to be honest, I was going to get like a second opinion at work. I'm going in today. So I actually have a couple of people in there that I want to have them double check on that. And I can email you and double check. But again, based on everything I see and everything I know,
yep.
I'm gonna say it's an amaryllis type.
Okay. Okay. But can I run something else by
sure.
you?
Sure. Sure.
Okay, during the winter here, not too long ago, we had an ice storm.
Yep.
And a branch broke off of a pine tree. And unfortunately, it hit one of our lilac trees or bushes because it's not quite a tree yet. How can I go about stimulating him? Because it doesn't look like he has too many buds on him right now. His companion is full of buds, and they were planted at the same time.
Okay.
So I just wonder... Okay.
So obviously you've gotten the pine branch off of there, right?
Well, let's put it this way. I've got as many pine branches from around it as I can pull out of the ground.
Gotcha.
There's like a 3-inch limb that went straight down into the ground.
Oh, jeez.
I got to wait till Mother's Day to pull it out, I bet.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell that happened, but that's life. You know,
yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, some of the windstorms that we've had lately, and even when, you know, the ice storm like that, if it goes straight down, it's gonna go right in there. Now, what you can do, what I'd like you to do is just check a little bit on that. It was a magnolia, right? That's what we're, the two plants there. Scratch the bark a little
lilac.
Bit.
It was
the
a lilac.
The lilac, I'm sorry.
No
so
problem.
Scratch the bark a little bit and see, you know, how green it is underneath it. And I bet it's green. It's just a little bit behind. I wouldn't be putting anything yet to stimulate it because the ground where you are is probably going to still be frozen, right? You're still having, you know, as you said, you can't get that pine branch out because it's in there. It's also probably frozen around it. So you're not going to be able to fertilize it yet. The roots aren't awake yet. Right, so fertilizing now is just kind of wasting your time and money. Wait a couple weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks, when you're starting to see, you know, everything around there starting to pop a little bit more buds, the ground be able to dig to test, you know, get out there, put a shovel in the ground. If you can get the shovel down, you know, the regular amount, like the shovel depth, then you can start to fertilize the lilac there. What I'd look to do is if you're really trying to do something for it, use a superphosphate. So something that has the heavy middle number. That middle number is going to help push more growth, push more of the plant. It's a stimulator. They have it in multiple styles. They have it in like a 0.18.0 and then they have a 0.44.0. Either one works, whichever one you can find. The 0.44.0, you're going to use a lot less than the 0.18.0.
Sure.
But so you're going to find That superphosphate, you can use it other things too. Get it into the garden to stimulate there, some other plants that you're looking to stimulate. But I think that would be the best way with this lilac. There's not a lot you can do right now.
Just mind it, that's all. Okay.
Yeah, the other thing you can be doing once the ground thaws out, and if you notice that it's still green, it's just a little bit behind, maybe it has a little bit of winter damage, etc., look into using the protolyzer from Natural Alternatives as a secondary product with it. The protolyzer has it's basically vitamins for our plants. It's not a fertilizer itself, but it works with the fertilizer that you're using to grow, stronger, more healthier roots for the plant. And you can use it on anything. You can use it on the garden. You can use it on container plants. You can, all the way to Christmas time when you can use it on a Christmas tree to help it keep the water absorption. So there's many uses for it. So it's not just like a one and done type just for that plant. You can use it for others as well.
Okay. Well, I think that's what my list is for today. And you have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon again. Oh, do you mind if I send you the pictures again of the pond?
Yeah, definitely. And take a look at the where it's planted. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's multiple bulbs there, if that's the case, right? And you might actually be able to long term separate those a little bit.
And that was my intention. Once I knew what it was, then I knew how to take care of it.
Yeah. Once I get a picture, that kind of dig in the soil a little bit and see what the root ball, the bulb kind of looks like, right?
Right.
And you'll actually see that there are sometimes smaller bulbs coming off the sides of it, and those you'll be able to take off and plant on their own. We'll do it after it blooms. After it, the leaves and everything, once that it's gone into its dormancy period. Because we could shock it right now. But let's see the picture for that one. But again, I'm thinking it's an amaryllis just based on what I see.
Okay. Sounds Alrighty. Good. We'll go with that. Thank you.
All right,
Patrick.
Bob.
You have a good one.
You too.
Right on. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including holly tone, plant tone, and rose tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, we've been talking about it since it's warming up. We're starting to see a few of those things. That Biotone starter is definitely something to be looking at when you're planting this year. Adding it right to the soil when you're planting. Mixing it in and using it with all your transplants, all your newly planted plants, etc. It's definitely worth it. All the mycorrhizae fungi that are in it are really going to help it. When you hear fungi or fungus, you're thinking, oh, oof, fungus, I don't want that. This is one that you want. This is a beneficial fungus. It'll attack the root system beneficially and create a stronger root system to the point where it's got like those little hairs on the roots. Those will get more nutrients from the ground. They'll get more water. They'll get more everything. And that's what you're looking to do with your plants. When you're planting something or transplanting something, the plant kind of goes into shock because it's like, whoa, what just happened. You've broken up my root ball. You've broken up, a little bit of me. I need to put energy down there. Well, give it something back to help with that. And that's what that Biotone Starter is. It's definitely going to help your plants go through that and not have that shock, right? So that's what we're looking to do, protect them. So Biotone Starter Plus is a great one to be using. And we're not far from getting into the ground and planting, putting new plants in. You can use it for your container gardens, too. Say you're starting to get some pansies and you're getting them into the garden, into containers to put in the yard. Maybe some of the Easter plants, that type of thing. It would definitely be worth using. So see what you can do, and it'll definitely be worth trying out with that Biotone Starter for transplant shock and planting during the season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVoice.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. Now, we've hit March today, so there's a March lawn and garden type checklist. You can get them different areas in the internet. Took one here from Natural Alternatives. They send out a newsletter monthly, their monthly dirt, is what they call it. So one of the garden checklists that they have, just taking a look at the garden, is start some crops such as tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants indoors under lights or in a well-lit self-facing window. You can start beginning growing annual flowers such as zinnias or marigolds indoors if you'd like to start them from seed. This is when you start forcing daffodils, tulips, and hyacinth bulbs for Easter, where starting of Lent just happened. So we're about 36 days away, 35 days from Easter. 35 days, because it would be on a Sunday, so math-wise, works out, right? So 35 days from Easter at this point. What else can you do? You can repot some of the house plants that have started to outgrow the containers into something a little bit bigger, right? We've had all winter, they've been in there, some of them have had that dormancy period, some of them are starting to wake back up and get there. But this is the time to get them planted on the in-between seasons here, to get them ready and going for that next summer, spring season. You'd also, at this time, while you're replanting, or even you know, just taking a look at your plants, this is when you want to start looking to see if there's any pests on those plants. Take a look, you know, is there something under the leaves, something on the crevices of the tree, something in the soil, what's going on? Take a look, and then you can kind of prepare what your next steps are. You know, is it using, you know, organics? Is it using synthetics? Is it using beneficial insects? What, you know, what's it going to be doing? Another thing, we're starting to, with that warm-up outside, if you're starting to, you know, finish up a few things, rake up some of those leaves, clean it up. Unless you're starting to see, as we discussed before, starting to see some of those bulbs pop up. You know, maybe leave some of those leaves in the garden area to help as a insulator to protect them. But if not, start getting some of those products into a compost pile. You know, if you wanted to get it going, get it out there, start the area. You know, if you get a bin or you just get a pile, there are products out there to help accelerate the compost. Spoma has a great one for it. You know, we've had a lot of wind the past few days, and I've noticed some branches falling in the yard. This would be a time to get out there and prune some of the trees and shrubs that had some damage from the wind. And also some of the trees and shrubs that you want to prune early in the spring, in between. That's when you're going to want to start doing now. Get those cleaned up for the season, right? You know, we're still, the ground's frozen, but depending upon where you are, the more south we go from where I am in Lowell, Mass., the ground will be thawed out, and you can start to fertilize your trees, shrubs, roses, etc. So the best time to do that, and it's not like you're going to be able to say, oh, I'm going to put my finger in the soil, and it's, you know, the temperature. But the temperature of the soil, when plants will start to absorb the fertilizer, needs to be 40 degrees. Okay, so the temperature of the ground needs to be 40 degrees in order for the plant to really want to start absorbing some of those fertilizers. So, you know, they do make some soil probes where you can find the temperatures, that type of thing. You could even use, I wouldn't suggest reusing it on a turkey, but you can use like that turkey thermometer where you stick it right in there, let it sit and kind of see the temperatures. Usually you're looking for heavier, higher numbers on there, so I'm not sure if it's going to show you 40 degrees, but that shows you how many times I've cooked a turkey. But, you know, that would be something we're looking at to be able to tell the temperatures, right? So that's something to think about. The other thing, think about what you want to do for this season. Is it a pollinator garden? Is it a perennial garden? Is it a tree and shrub? Is it replacing here or there? Get thinking now. So when you go into the garden center, you can just look at what you're looking for and enjoy the time there. Because getting outside is definitely worth it. We're going to take a break. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.